Welcome back to Brass Stacks. It's 12:10. We break at 12:30, of course, for the latest. And guess what? We'll go straight down without any more ads. So we're going to have a great time here. You're on the air.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Nice to hear your voice.
Yes, good to hear your voice as well, Mr. Price. I have a situation that I would like to just air with you, and you can just tell me your opinion. I have a plot of land in the back of my house, and I'm very keen on not leaving it fallow anymore. So I called the Ministry of Agriculture, and I called the Extension Office. The first thing I said to the officer was that I need someone to come out and look at the land. Before we could even fully get into a conversation, he says to me that he doesn't need to come out. Whatever he needs to discuss, he can discuss over the phone. And that took me aback a little bit because I felt I didn't call the agronomy unit, I didn't call the entomology unit, I didn't call the personnel unit. I called Extension because I needed someone to come out physically and look at my plot of land. So to have that attitude from the very start, you know, it was very disconcerting. And so finally we arranged for him to come out and, you know, look at my land. And so, you know, I was giving him directions, and apparently he lost his way. And within a 10-minute period of us being out of contact, for whatever reason, and I call him back, he says, he's on his way to the office. I said, well, can I redirect you? No, he's on his way to the office. He's on his way back to the office. And I just wanted to run that situation because I feel as though I'm not even going in the direction of we're not taking agriculture seriously. I'm going in the direction of how does he log that? Where is the accountability? Because when he has taken up a government vehicle, used gas and our precious resources to come out to a call, and he does not fulfill the request, then how in you in good conscience can you go back to your office and feel that you have done a satisfactory day's work?
Caller, all I can tell you about this is that, well, I've heard in the past a number of people complaining about the Agricultural Extension Department, that unit right. In particular. Right. And it is very, very sad that one is going to be hearing similar complaints about the same department.
Right.
Clearly, if different people are complaining about the same thing, then something must be wrong. And I would like to think that somebody from the Ministry of Agriculture is listening to this program, and certainly the permanent secretary who has responsibility for the ministry, the actual administration of the ministry, needs to take a serious look at what is happening with the Agricultural Extension, because this is not the first complaint that we have had on this program or via WhatsApp about what is happening there with this department. And I would also urge you to try to get in contact with the permanent secretary and make your case there as well, because the only way we're ever going to get improved service in anything is if we state clearly what the problem is. You know, we have a habit here, and it happens in all organizations, it happens in all facets of life in Barbados. Nobody likes to call out people when they do something wrong.
Right.
We tolerate it. Because we tolerate it, things just go from bad to worse. We see that in companies where an employee is a troubled employee, but the supervisor doesn't write him or her a memo because they don't want to cause a problem. But then the person only gets worse and worse. And then the person does something major. And you ask for the file. There's nothing on the file. But yet everybody in there can tell you how bad behaved that individual gets on when they're ready. And that's because we let things slide. My suggestion to you is don't let this slide. Call, let the PS know what the situation is. When you call, and if you don't hear the PS directly, take the name and the time that you actually call and the name of the person you spoke with, the administrative person you spoke with, so that you have a record that when you follow, you can say that I called at X or Y time and I spoke to this and that person. Because this is the only this level of accountability is needed. This is the only way that we're going to get this country going again, you know. And that's why I was trying to tell a caller earlier. It doesn't matter which government, it doesn't matter which administration gets in. And that is not the focus here. The focus here is that we need to be more prudent in what we're doing in Barbados. Or not, we are just going to continue to slide. All right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. And speaking about that, somebody wrote me here saying that I made the point that the country has been mismanaged in the last 10 years. The person wrote me and said the country has been mismanaged for the last 25 years. That is your perspective. I was speaking specifically related to the downgrades. That's why I said the last 10 years. Because certainly the last 9 years, we've had, 23 downgrades. So I was speaking specifically about that period. So the evidence is there for that. And yes, there's a perspective that for the last 25, 30 years, the country has not been managed as efficiently as it should have been. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah. I was calling just to let you know that no use. Couple callers back, you said less sugar per ton, but you cannot have less sugar per ton. A ton is a ton.
Right? You're right. Yes.
And not only that, what I want to say too is that.
But you get what I was trying to, the point I was trying to make though. Right. I misspoke there,
correction.
Yeah, you're correct. Mm-hmm.
Right. But what I'm saying is that, what I have to say anyway is that we can do the politics now that when we. I live in the constituency of the Prime Minister, but what I want to say is, right, that if the Democratic Labour Party wins this government again, there will be a new Prime Minister. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
No. You can't boil a ball like that there, so, and expect that you can just run so. Why would there be a new Prime Minister?
When you boil a ball like that and they hit the stamps, you're out.
But you didn't hit the stamps? I ain't hear nothing shout behind me. No, the fact about it is that that when the elections are called, because Prime Minister Stewart within the next several days will be 67 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So assuming that he would bow out within a year or two after the elections, well, then you would expect that.
He won't be able to bow out.
Sorry, come again? I didn't get quite good.
I said he wouldn't be bowing out. Uh-huh. He would be out after the election.
I hear you. I'm sure there are a few thousand people who would disagree with you.
Pardon me?
There are a few thousand people who would disagree with you, sir. Anyhow, you have a great day, huh?
Okay, brother.
All right, man. Okay. Good. This is Brad Stacks. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Price.
Yes, sir.
My name is Barney Cullen from the Ministry of Agriculture, the extension officer that was just spoken about just now.
Your name is what?
Barney Callender.
Barney Callender, okay.
Uh-huh. Extension officer, there was a complaint just now.
Yes, she complained, but she didn't identify herself and you didn't need to identify herself.
Yeah, I want to identify myself because, I just want to be clear and fair.
Yes, go ahead.
I leave Graham Hall Christ Church, right? She made a call yesterday. And I obliged to come and visit her this morning. And I leave Graham Hall to go to St. John.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I don't want to visit her. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I used my cell phone. And she was using her landline. Back and forth. That wasn't an issue for me. But I only saying that to say that this is the person who wants to visit you. This is not a joking matter. We were on the phone. She was giving me the direction. Suddenly, there was no communication. When she called back, she said the phone was pulled out. I was pretty close to her. I drive the road up and down, hoping that someone would come out on the road and wave or something. Or someone will use their cell phone and call back. I took my phone and called her about 10 times and did not get no communication. When she called me from her landline to my cell phone, which I answered, I said that I was there driving and I called you 10 times. And they looked, and the lady told me that I was lying. You know, you have to get both sides of a story. You know, you just, as a moderator, you just can't go off the top and say they got to investigate this and investigate next. I did my part. Drive up and down hoping that someone would come outside and at least wave or use their cell phone and call me, because she told me that her phone was pulled out. I mean, I can't stay there the whole day, driving up and down. But before I can speak to her, her grand in the background said he never wanted to come. And that was the end of his conversation. I was going to turn around. But from the time her grandparents told her that he never wanted to come, she said, thanks for coming. And I went on my merry way. And I was interested in turning around and come back and visit her. So, you know, don't give the impression that the extension officer for the Ministry of Agriculture don't want to visit anybody. Because I made it my effort to come to St. John from Christchurch and drive up St. John to visit her. I'm up there to make sport. If you cannot take it upon yourself to make an effort, someone is close to you. You're given the direction, come outside. Mm-hmm. And I just say something, but you stay in your house and hoping that I would find the place. That's unreasonable.
Mr. Callender, I want to thank you so very much.
You see,
for calling,
Mr. Price, you
to
have
clear
to know two sides of this story, yeah?
But that is fair. And
one story.
And I agree with you. But at the same time, since we've had complaints about that, about the Agricultural Extension Department before, I told her to try to call to the PS and speak directly to the PS. Because that's the only way that we can get the bottom of this.
But
understand this. How would I go about getting the other side?
Yes.
I mean, let's be real. How would I? Can I? I can't come and call at the Agricultural Extension people and ask you talk about anything.
No, I'm not asking you to call, but at least say, look, I need to hear the other side of this story. I don't buy into the first one.
How many times, okay, do we get one side of the story? We suggest to people, look, the only way you may get satisfaction for this is by calling and speaking to someone in authority, the manager or whatever in authority, and that way you can get some form of satisfaction. That is what I suggested to her. Secondly, we have had other complaints about the Agricultural Extension Department. And because of that, I also mentioned that. So I was
no,
just
I,
doing.
No,
right?
I run it.
I understand. So. I understand where you're coming from because you have called, and because you have called, and you're on the record stating clearly what the position is. I understand why you would be so aggrieved, because clearly you are a man of integrity. The only reason that you would call is if you were that sort of person.
I am willing to go back and visit her if she wanted. But it don't come and complain on the radio when you should have been taking the responsibility. Your phone pulled out. Your landline, you said you killed me and said that your landline pulled out and you could not communicate with me and you would not take out your cell phone and call. I was using my cell phone to call your landline. I mean, it's boring on being ungrateful. That's very poor on their part. I didn't come to complain.
All right.
I drove up there not to make sport. I came up there to visit them.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Well, look, thank you very, very, very much. And thank you for calling. And I would strongly suggest that the two of you work that out so that we can get a good settlement to that. I have Marsha Hines on the line. Marsha?
Great, Sanka. How are you doing?
I am well, but we don't have much time. It's
12:24. Right. So I'm calling on a
brief.
Point of clarification. I heard your interaction with the caller earlier in the book, using now of just wanting to comment on issues put men in a bad light. I don't feel at least that is what we're trying to do in the Leafs. What we're trying to do is to draw attention to the challenges that we have in terms of how the society works and how the society constructs masculinities that then become toxic to the whole society. So a journalist calls and a journalist asks a specific question. to which no response. Now, when the article goes in the paper, it is always not clear what no is responding to or who made the you know, overture to have the interview done. All of these things are not clear. So when the information
so you're
comes
basically
out,
saying you're basically saying that the someone called you and asked you a question, you were responding.
I was asked to respond to a specific question. Uh-huh. How did we feel about the video that was going around and the potential suggestion that could be made that based on the footage that was in the public, the woman could be seen to be blamed for what happened? And we also were not asked, we're not being asked to speak to a specific scenario. We were asked then to move beyond that to a generalization of, can a woman who is cheating be seen as held responsible for the outcome in a particular circumstance, that type of thing? Because as you rightly said, we can't comment on a case which is engaging the attention of the police and the judiciary, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So in that very general context, I would have made the suggestion, and I think I'm still right to have made the suggestion, that in a case where a person's most personal and vulnerable self is shown across not just Barbados, the region and the world, that really and truly you can't interpret that as anything more than that particular person being also made a victim of a circumstance. And really that's what the comment spoke to. I think too, Sanka, that what we are missing here is that in periods like this, where we are awaiting an election, there's a lot of excitement, there's a lot of anxiety in the air. These types of periods, we usually find that there is an escalation of domestic conflicts of all types. It also happens at crop over. It also happens at Christmas. So really and truly, we're talking about the level of understanding and responsibility of a government who should know by now that these periods present their own challenges, not only to the economy, but to the social functioning of the country as well. And more than blaming people, more than putting men in a bad light, we are trying to get people to understand how these issues need to be addressed holistically, not from the point of view of blaming anybody. And I again say to the caller, I am absolutely available to discuss with him and a number of people who hold the views that he holds about what it is that now feels that their work is and what it is that we're really trying to have the public to reflect on and engage on. Because at the end of the day, you certainly cannot compare an instance where a person is mauled, an accident, something that happens outside of the control of people, to a case where there was a choice to be violent made. I'm sorry, I refuse to even engage that discussion.
All right, Marcia, thank you so much for your comments. And I like to, we have to really break for the latest here. And we'll be right back after the latest. Welcome back. This is Brass Tacks. Sanka Price here with you. Ian Cupid Gill is our producer and operator. I want to read a couple of questions that we have here before I go back to the phone lines. First question is, how do you go about getting hold of your MP? I don't know if this is a man or a woman who called, but there are really no MPs at this at this point. If you happen to be in a constituency that is being represented, that was represented by a minister of government, he or she should have a constituency office, and I would think that's the way to get in contact with them at this time. Excuse me. The second question: why are we selling millions of dollars worth of government land at a time when there is no oversight by Parliament? It is just wrong. This person is, of course, responding to today's front page story in the Nation newspaper, where government has indicated that they will be selling off a number of old abandoned plantation yards and the adjacent lands. So, the person asked the question, I read it. And before we go back to the phone lines, I'll just read this WhatsApp for you. I have a concern that I want to share. I go to the Sir Winston Scott Polyclinic, and I'm concerned that there is not enough communication between staff and patients. You have a case where there are few doctors, few nurses, and lots of patients, which I understand. However, some of the nurses get on like we are begging. If a meeting is called, all the nurses run off without saying a word. That is not professional. Sometimes patients come in the evening and there is no evening doctor and no one says anything. A patient would then have to ask a nurse what's going on. Then some of the nurses are very rude. I know that their job is stressful, so this may explain that. But don't get me wrong, some are very professional, but better needs to be done. Communication is a vital in any situation. And I think I'll just do one more since we, right. Going to the permanent center, and this person I think is writing in connection with the call I had about the agricultural situation. And I advise the person, the caller, to try to speak to the permanent secretary to get a resolution to their situation. And again, I want to commend Mr. Callender from the agricultural extension officer who called to put his side of the story. This person is saying, going to the permanent secretary does not solve problems with officials within ministries. And I work with the Ministry of Transport and Works, where you have general workers driving and operating equipment, while appointed and temporary operators sit around. To be honest, you think this is right? How do they expect me to produce at my optimum? These government departments really are making sport at the workers. I go to work to produce, not to sit around. The Public Administration Department, the PAD, need to have officers visiting these departments of government and investigating these matters. Take, for instance, if one of those general workers got into an accident, who would take responsibility? So that person is issuing their concern about some of what they consider as bad practices within ministries, and they're basically asking for more greater accountability in ministries. We go back to the phone lines. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hello, hi. Good afternoon, Franka.
Hi, Wesley. You're late, man.
Man, what? I sure you're here. You come up here. You're better late than never, or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. How are you doing, man?
Got a hairball in my throat, it seems.
You got what?
That's why you say when you have a...
Skipper, you on family radio?
Yes.
Right. So, watch your conduct.
No, it's how you take it.
All right. Listen, yes. I like you want to commend that agriculture officer, though.
Yeah.
I think it was very bold, very courageous of him.
And he clearly is a man of integrity to call.
Yes,
because
man.
people would not have called at all and give their name as he did, you know?
Name up front.
Up front.
Nothing to
yeah.
You know? And I really appreciate it. As a matter of fact, yes. He's my caller for the month, honestly. You know, I think, and people like this type of person, that, you know, the agriculture officer, should be commended highly.
Yeah.
You know? So I got a bouquet of flowers for him, man.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyhow, that was a side, right?
Yeah.
Look, in 2007, when Arthur described a group of political hopefuls, you remember what he called them?
A bunch of well boys.
You know, and I must say, though, I was a big follower, you know, I was a big follower, and I was a supporter, man. I was a Caribbean member of these well boys, you know. And, you know, it is so shameful. Every day you pick up the newspaper, or every day you hear about something that seems not to go in the way in normal public transaction, if you may call it that, you know. For instance, we hear just about 2-3 weeks ago that Four Seasons has news to Barbados, mm-hmm. right? Who was Salter? No.
I guess in time, the Minister of Finance will speak on that. In fact, I was having a brief chat with the Minister of Finance yesterday, and he made the point that there were a number of inaccuracies. He said that there were a number of inaccuracies in that report, and he's really unhappy with the report, and I suspect that he will be speaking on the matter.
Good, fine. All right. Now we hear that a plantation or two gets out. And I realize
there are four on the auction. There are four to be sold.
Right. So you could make it one morning, sell the family silver, and don't report to the family. You understand where I'm going with this?
Yep.
And there's no accountability, right? You just do what you like. You run the business of government. Like you run your family, your family ram shop, you know. And I realize there's a trend that's happening in Barbados. We in Barbados, or the government of Barbados, put responsibility and charges to a few ministers, actually about 20 of them. And the only time you hear one of these ministers, you know, we cuss Kelman, we cuss Dennis Kelman for coming in, and thing, even though he talks a lot of foolishness too. But where is the whole stuff, of course, get washed away. Problems with water in this country, people in the Northern District, and you don't really hear the Minister of Agriculture and Water Resource. And the oldest thing, though, that you hear the minister is when money is to pass.
All right, let me clarify something
here.
I think I must clarify this. I'll clarify this because I initiated the call to the Minister of Finance yesterday.
The Minister of Agriculture.
Yes. I initiated the call to the Minister of Agriculture yesterday to find out about what was happening as regard the sale of these plantation lands. You would recall, because I think you listened to Brass Tacks, David Ellis was talking about it, and we took the initiative at the Nation to try to ascertain exactly what was really going on. I initiated the call. Okay, so don't cast aspersions
Banker,
please.
Banker,
go ahead.
Banker, here's a track record. Do you hear any report, any comments from the Minister of Water Resources and Agriculture?
He speaks when he thinks he needs to speak.
That's not good enough, buddy. I mean, well, you probably follow in front of the Prime Minister. Because I can't understand the South Coast. That really is the elephant in the room. We only hear the South Coast, the Water Resource Minister, the Agriculture Minister, when you talk about building a new plant or somebody got to get some money to build something, right? We don't hear anything. By the way, I speak to David Ellis, you know, the gatekeeper, about the St. Thomas Magistrate Court and Police Station. This opening, well, you know, David used the curveball well. But did you hear that exchange, Sanka?
I can't recall. No, I don't think I did.
Could you remember when the police station at St. Thomas, the brand new police station at St. Thomas
was open? Yes.
How long ago that was?
Oh, 2 weeks ago. Three weeks?
Man. Over a month ago.
Oh, okay.
That the opening was thing, huh?
Okay.
And do you know that construction work still going on the building? Not on the building, but on the parameters and all that. I don't know if.
Yeah, but the thing is that it was opened, and there. You're going to find that a number. Well, I shouldn't say that. Put it that way. But the reality is that what is happening is that was that was a soft opening, and I suspect the same thing is going to happen with the new immigration building.
What would the FMA building?
What?
What about the SSA building?
I suspect that may happen too. I mean, because, you know, it's really advanced.
But did you have a chance to see the same St. Thomas police station and the SSA headquarters?
I've seen the SSA headquarters. I just in passing. I didn't really go to investigate and see the sort of condition in the work and try to slip into the building and see what it was like.
Just let me say this, St. Thomas. Mm-hmm. Just let me say this, thank you. I'm happy for the police officers that have to carry out the business of St. Thomas, you know, mm-hmm. because I know the discussion down in whole town, and I know that they really need a home of their own. I ain't got no problem with that, and the building look really nice. It mm-hmm. really, really look nice. All right, so mm-hmm. I compliment the people who construct the building, but I am saying, you give the police false hope, because by now, mm-hmm. I believe the police for St. Thomas should be operating out of there.
Right, fair enough. Somebody's telling me that you said this same thing yesterday.
But I don't mind saying it again, because you didn't hear it. But I want to, not yesterday, about 3 days ago, and I want to say this here, though. Mm-hmm. I hope that when Miss Motley, mm-hmm. if she should, and it looked like that, mm-hmm. capture the government, I hope that the St. Thomas police station get a good opening, and I hope that it named after mm-hmm. David Simmons, because he served St. Thomas with respect, with mm-hmm. clarity, mm-hmm. and with serious responsibility.
I think that
police station and magistrate court should bear his name.
Okay. All right, Wesley, thank you for calling. I have two more questions here. One, this person said they're asking for a friend. Can the security officers at FETS, do they have the authority to search workers that were hired to work at the FET after it is finished? Apparently, these security officers were searching a number of the workers at a certain FET to find out if they had money on them. Interesting. I'd like to get an answer to that, but I don't see how they could be searching people like that. It's not on. And then, as a follow-up to the question I had asked earlier from the caller, which was, how do you get in touch with your MP? Another caller is saying, what if you can't get through to the constituency office or the ministerial office? The fact that we're getting questions like this is interesting. It shows that people want to get through to their former, their outgoing representatives, and they're not getting through. And I find that kind of strange, because at this time, I would like to think that where you're going to be asking people to come and vote for you, that you would be available. If there's any other time that a politician is available, it is now, just before election. So I find it's strange questions. Anyhow, we go back to the phone lines. Good afternoon. It's 12:59. We go on to 2. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.